This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is the most transmissible of known variants, quickly spreading in unvaccinated countries, sparking concerns of vaccine distribution and supply shortage. That's according to the World Health Organization Friday. While many countries began easing restrictions, a highly contagious variant has created a steep rise in infections, adding more burdens to medical workers and straining hospital resources, according to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, warning at a regular news briefing in the WHO headquarters in Geneva. As new variants of the coronavirus continue to evolve, all countries must remain vigilant, he says, to curb transmission and speed up vaccination. Meanwhile, WHO head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that the world is repeating the same mistakes made with the access to HIV and H1N1 treatment and vaccines by not supplying poor-income countries. And the situation, he says, is very worrisome. After the news briefing at the United Nations headquarters, Ghebreyesus said that the world's inability to provide enough COVID-19 vaccinations to the poorer countries was a global failure. He raised concerns about the situation in Africa, saying it has become very dangerous. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday promised Afghanistan's top leaders a sustained partnership, even as he moves to accelerate winding down the United States' longest war amid escalating Taliban violence. The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, and Abdullah Abdullah, chair of the High Council for National Reconciliation, met at the Pentagon with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin before their sit-down with Biden at the White House later.